Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The Padres ran into a buzzsaw last night. Left-handed pitcher Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers. L.A., 2-1 win over San Diego. Kershaw was brilliant. 11 strikeout, 3-hit performance. Adrian Gonzalez had a sacrifice fly to drive home the game-winning run that broke up the pitcher's duel between the great left-hander Kershaw and Odie Despaigne, the Cuban rookie of the Padres. Kershaw's shutout string of 41 and two-thirds innings was broken up by a Chase Headley home run late. Padres didn't really play well to back up Despaigne. They committed 4 errors. Friars have dropped 5 of their last 6. Angels played well. They trashed the Texas Rangers last night on the road 15-6. Halos scored 13 runs in the first 3 innings against Texas starting pitcher Colby Lewis. Mike Trout had a 3-run homer that triggered the onslaught. Big stories in baseball involving trade rumors report out of Philadelphia. Cole Hamels, the ace of the Philly staff, has given the organization a list of 9 teams that he would accept a trade for. In other words, he'd waive the no-trade clause in his contract. On that list, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Padres, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Braves, and the Cardinals amongst those 9. However, whoever deals for Kershaw probably has to take on the bulk of the $100 million salary that he is still owed. The Dodgers are looking for starting pitching and have opened trade talks with the Red Sox. One rumor says they're interested in going after John Lackey. Meanwhile, the Dodgers have also been approached by the Mets about the potential of a deal for veteran pitcher Bartolo Colon, and the Dodgers are talking to Texas about setup relief pitcher Joakim Soria. Giants continued trade talks with reports they're trying to make a deal to get Dion Vicieto, the power-hitting outfielder who's a spare part with the Chicago White Sox, but the Chi Sox want one of the Giant pitchers to make that deal happen. Yankees are just devastated. Another injury to their pitching staff, which fuels the conversation that they're going to make a deal to get Cliff Lee of the Philadelphia Phillies. Yankees losing Masahiro Tanaka for probably the rest of the season. MRI came back late yesterday afternoon. Partial tear of the ulnar ligament in his elbow. 3 doctors who examined him in a span of 12 hours have indicated they want him to rehab it for 6 weeks rather than have immediate surgery. But if the rehab fails, they'll have to operate. He could miss at least half of next season. Yankees also lose designated hitter Carlos Beltran. He suffers a concussion when he was hit in the face by a battered ball during batting practice that broke his nose. Horrible news for the St. Louis Cardinals. Maybe their best player, Yadier Molina, their longtime all-star catcher. Surgery, 12 weeks he's gone, torn ligaments in his thumb. Reds have lost their second baseman, Brandon Phillips, 6 weeks. Surgery today, torn ligaments in his thumb. Kansas City loses frontline starting pitcher Jason Vargas. He's been gone at least a month following appendectomy. The All-Star Game rosters are complete. The fans voted in the final player to each roster yesterday. Chris Sale, the White Sox pitcher, Anthony Rizzo, the Cubs first baseman, both named to the Midsummer Night Classic. Meanwhile, White Sox have signed their first-round draft pick, Carlos Rodon, out of North Carolina State, 3rd player taken in the draft. And the Cubs have given Jason McLeod, the director of their farm system, a contract extension. That's the reason McLeod pulled out of the running for the vacant Padres general manager job last week. NBA basketball, it's been 24 hours since the free agent window opened, and nobody has made an announcement about LeBron James. It's almost as if King James is holding the NBA hostage, everybody waiting for his decision because that impacts so many other NBA free agents. James flew from Las Vegas to Miami yesterday, is flying from Miami to Brazil today to go to the World Cup championship game. Lakers, meanwhile, who made a big sales pitch to get New York Knicks star Carmelo Anthony last week, evidently brought in a lot of heavy hitters to take part in that meeting. Reports are the Lakers asked officials from Time Warner Cable as well as Warner Brothers to take part in part of the meetings because Anthony's wife, Lala, wants to get involved TV and in the movies in Los Angeles. Anthony is waiting to see what LeBron James does. Portland Trail Blazers have signed veteran guard Steve Blake, who finished up last season with Golden State. Clippers have hired Mike Woodson as lead assistant on Doc Rivers' staff. Woodson is the former head coach of the New York Knicks. An L.A. judge has recessed the Donald Sterling trial for at least 2 weeks. Shelley Sterling testified yesterday that her husband had become mentally unstable, violent, had terrible mood swings, was angry, and constantly changing his mind. She testified Donald Sterling, the husband and owner of the Clippers, never showed up in court yesterday. No explanation for his absence. In football, the New England Patriots are refusing to turn over 317 pages of documents on the mental and physical evaluations they gave tight end Aaron Hernandez when he came out of college. The prosecution wants the information to determine Hernandez's background and his mental state prior to the draft. Allegations are that he had been heavily involved with gang members through the course of his entire college career. And while a pro, he, of course, is facing three murder charges in Boston. NFL camps open in 10 days, and three first-round draft picks are still unsigned. Meanwhile, a sad note in football, Wilbur Young, a former starting defensive end with the Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs, has passed away at the age of 65. In hockey, an ugly lawsuit. Brian Berard, first pick in the NHL draft, whose career was badly impacted by an eye injury, is suing his insurance company for $18 million. They've refused to pay over the career-ending injury. The insurance companies of the opinion because Berard attempted a comeback and did play another year and a half following the eye injury, they don't owe him the money. Berard starred with the Ottawa Senators, then the New York Rangers, and the New York Islanders. Final big weekend at the World Cup in soccer. FIFA has rejected Luis Suarez of Uruguay's appeal of the 9-game, 4-month suspension for the biting incident in the World Cup. Meanwhile, the fallout, the Brazilian Soccer Federation president, Jose Marin, says, quote, "We will all go to hell over the horrid loss that Brazil suffered in the World Cup." There's huge criticism of corruption in the way Marin has run the Brazilian Soccer Federation. And the agent for Brazil's soccer star, Neymar, ripped coach Luis Scolari, calling him a non-intelligent, non-caring leader who's been fired from three prior jobs, asking the question why Scolari was ever hired to coach the Brazilian side. All that aside, World Cup championship game is Sunday. Germany goes after its fourth cup. They play Argentina. A matchup of great goalies, the German netminder Memo Neuer versus the Argentinian goaltender Sergio Romero, and of course the matchup of the goal-scoring stars Thomas Muller versus Lionel Messi. Big weekend auto racing, NASCAR, New Hampshire 400, IndyCar runs the Iowa 300, Formula One has the weekend off. The bigger story, 9 car owners in NASCAR, all the influential people, have now formed an alliance and are demanding a meeting with NASCAR's ownership to talk about getting an increased share of the TV revenue. NASCAR owners are furious at the constant rule changes, the cost of operation with the new Gen 6 car. They want more than the 25% TV rights fees that the owners are currently getting. And a shocker in the Tour de France, defending champion Chris Froome has quit after 3 crashes in 3 days. He's angry at tour officials for having the race course run over cobblestone roads on the French-Belgium border that led to a terrible siege of accidents. Horse racing, the owners of California Chrome, the Kentucky Derby Preakness winner, are refusing to bring their horse to Del Mar for the summer meet. They want a $50,000 appearance fee. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.